Appendix A. Defeating Misinformation and Disinformation. Countering misinformation and disinformation with credible information. Countering misinformation and disinformation requires diligent deterrence. PA staffs deter the adversary's use of misinformation and disinformation with rapid decision-making and with informing the public. PA staffs must understand adversarial communication cycles to implement rapid decision-making. Deliberate planning that incorporates timely, accurate communication before, during, and immediately following operations mitigates the relative advantage adversaries can gain through speed. PA staffs rapidly make recommendations so commanders can make decisions. Such rapid decision-making can reduce lag time through planning, while considering the most efficient processes and procedures necessary to produce, approve, and disseminate truthful and accurate information and imagery. PA staffs counter misinformation and disinformation by informing the public. Adversary disinformation frequently targets the resolve of the American public. PA staffs counter these disinformation efforts by informing the American public of a threat and affirming trust and resolve in the Army and the command. PA staffs provide a continuous flow of credible, reliable, timely, and accurate information and imagery to internal and external audiences. Being first with accurate information helps the commander establish the narrative. PA capabilities help deter adversary efforts to diminish national will, degrade morale, and turn world opinion against friendly operations. Gaining and maintaining the information initiative in a conflict can help discredit and undermine adversary disinformation and may discourage adversarial malign narrative efforts completely. Soldiers assess misinformation and disinformation to determine the source, intent, target, and effects. Informing to facilitate educated decision-making counters misinformation and disinformation from others and helps prevent inaccurate information from causing faulty or uninformed decisions. Synchronization with information-related capabilities. PA personnel synchronize communication efforts with IRCs to counter adversary misinformation and disinformation. The primary coordinator of Army Public Information is Army PA. Coordinated and synchronized release of information can help counter disinformation, as well as help create, strengthen, or preserve conditions favorable for the advancement of national interests and policies. Synchronized actions, images, and words enables successful execution of a commander's communication strategy. Army actions that conflict with official statements, information, or imagery can confuse the public and potentially create lost credibility with that public. As PA staffs synchronize IRCs, they ensure actions, themes, and messages complement, reinforce, and are deconflicted with each other. Such synchronization facilitates units achieving their objectives. PA staffs use the communication synchronization process to synchronize IRCs. PA staffs synchronize with IRCs such as IO and MISO. It is critical that PA and IO staffs, and especially MISO staffs, synchronize their communications efforts with respect to the adversary due to the fluidity of the information environment. Army PA and IO activities directly support military objectives, counter adversary misinformation and disinformation, and deter adversary actions. Both PA and IO staffs plan and execute information activities and conduct media analysis. IO differ with respect to public scope and commander's intent. As such, IO are separate functional areas. Commanders ensure appropriate coordination between PA and IO activities consistent with the DoD principles of information, policy, or legal limitation and security. Lines of effort relationships. PA personnel use lines of effort relationships to counter adversary information efforts of misinformation and disinformation. These lines of effort enable PA staffs to focus efforts from many partners to establish operational and strategic conditions by linking their tasks. PA staffs receive information from various sources, staffs, and command levels that often conflicts and contributes to misinformation. PA staffs counter opportunities that adversaries take to undermine the credibility of Army PA, communicators, and other friendly organizations. PA staffs maintain a line of effort drive with intelligence staff, OPSEC staff, VI personnel, public diplomacy officials, staffs from intergovernmental agencies and departments, personnel from intergovernmental organizations and non-governmental organizations, host nation government partners, multinational partners, military information support personnel, information operations personnel, military deception MILDEC personnel, foreign policy advisor. Intelligence staff. Intelligence staff provides historical and human factor analysis that gives context helpful in evaluating and anticipating adversary disinformation. PA staffs coordinate regularly with open-source intelligence sections and use intelligence assessments and products to plan and enhance PA activities. Requests for intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance information and imagery supports the PA mission. Critical information requirements are often mutual between PA and intelligence sections. Intelligence assessments and products can assist PA in developing communication products, and PA information provides content for intelligence analysis. Operations security staff. OPSEC staffs evaluate information. PA staffs require OPSEC evaluations, particularly for risks related to information proposed for public release. The guiding principle to protect classified, sensitive, and enemy-exploitive information is security at the source. Information released inadvertently or intentionally that has not undergone an OPSEC review can provide adversaries with an advantage in their disinformation efforts. PAOs are often the designated release authority. They must thoroughly review imagery and information prior to public release. PAOs are required to be OPSEC Level 2 qualified, CAR 360-1 or qualifications. Balancing OPSEC requirements for security with the need to disseminate critical information in a timely manner enables PAOs to ensure adversaries do not obtain material that would assist their disinformation mission. Visual information personnel. Visual information effectively counters disinformation. VI personnel provide visual facts to counter deceptive claims or speculation and to bridge the gap between cultures and languages. Quality imagery supported with accurate information has a greater chance of permeating public perception. PAOs use such imagery in products supplemental to traditional and social media channels. VI staffs provide products that assist the commander's effort to bolster public understanding of operations, as well as counter adversarial disinformation. PA staffs consider OPSEC before releasing visual imagery from drones or planes. While useful, some imagery proves difficult to release due to classification. Original, unaltered visual imagery is a compelling tool in combating disinformation and lends credibility to commanders' efforts to establish and promote the command narrative. Altering official DoD imagery is prohibited, with exception for corrections, modifications, and enhancements as specified. See DODI 5040.02 for imagery policy. Staffs from intergovernmental agencies and departments. Effectively operating in a shared information environment requires PA staff to partner with intergovernmental agencies and other interagency departments interested in communicating common United States government objectives and activities. Operations require consistent communication with approved themes, messages, narratives, and talking points to support the mission and prevent misinformation. PA staffs work with United States government departments and agencies to communicate information quickly and effectively to the public, avoid misinformation, and prevent opportunities for adversarial disinformation campaigns. An example of this shared information among PA staff and intergovernmental departments is the release of information regarding weapons of mass destruction. Such a release can involve non-DoD lines of communications and authorities such as State Department or other diplomatic entities. Personnel from intergovernmental organizations and non-governmental organizations. Intergovernmental organizations and NGOs commonly coordinate communication with PA staffs to mitigate adversarial efforts to spread misinformation regarding foreign humanitarian aid, immunization programs, and foreign government cooperation. Army personnel often work alongside personnel from IGOs and NGOs in theater during military operations. Army personnel deploy to humanitarian aid and disaster relief situations where adversaries will seize any opportunity to discredit and spread doubt. Host nation government partners. Host nation governments often support Army operations when they need to communicate with their audiences concerning activities that Army forces conducts in their borders. Open lines of communications and strong partnerships allow credible information to be shared freely between the host nation and the Army. PA personnel help the host nation government with this communication. The host nation ensures that audiences understand its relationship with the Army forces, expectations from Army forces, and achievements by Army forces. PA staffs help the host nation identify local issues and concerns related to Army forces, coordinate with PA staffs at the respective embassy, and maintain close coordination with IO planners. Multinational partners. PA staffs help coordinate and synchronize the necessary messages used with multinational partners to counter adversary information efforts of misinformation and disinformation. As part of the national security strategy, the Army commonly works with multinational partners and foreign militaries to build capacity, solve international crises, conduct routine training, and enhance theater security cooperation. Adversaries often seek to fracture multinational partnerships through disinformation in efforts to create an operational area that is more difficult and costly to conduct missions in. Military Information Support Personnel. PA staffs coordinate with military information support personnel to influence foreign publics to favor United States objectives while countering adversarial misinformation and disinformation. MISO seeks to influence the target public's attitudes, opinions, and behaviors, while PA seeks to inform and educate international publics. Both staffs continually coordinate to ensure they do not deliver misinformation. Military information support personnel can support approved DISCA missions during continental United States operations by conducting civil authority information support. This support can deliver critical information using information dissemination, printing, reproduction, distribution, and broadcasting. The lead federal agency responsible for the content in civil authority information support products coordinates with PA staffs to ensure the prevention of misinformation. Information operations personnel. IO and PA personnel support the commander's objectives to counter adversary propaganda, misinformation, and disinformation, as well as deter adversary actions. Appropriate coordination between IO and PA occurs during planning their respective communication capabilities to support military operations and accomplish the mission. Although PA and IO IRCs and coordination activities can appear as similar, they are not. IO is a separate function and differs with respect to authorities regarding domestic and international populations, scope, and intent. PA primarily seeks to inform and educate audiences while affecting the content and flow of information that impacts adversaries' decision-making. IO, on the other hand, primarily seeks to influence, disrupt, corrupt, or usurp the decision-making of adversaries and potential adversaries while protecting our own. Adversaries often seek to blur the lines between IO and PA operational functions, publics, and information to confuse or influence a target population with no regard for the population's situational understanding. Military deception personnel. PA staffs coordinate with MILDEC personnel to counter adversarial misinformation and disinformation. MILDEC deliberately misleads enemy military, violent extremists, or other violent adversarial decision makers to take specific actions or inactions that can contribute to friendly mission accomplishment. PA personnel and assets provide truthful information that is not used to conduct MILDEC. PA personnel coordinate with MILDEC personnel for the success of MILDEC operations. This coordination ensures that MILDEC operations do not include PA information, since such an inclusion violates OPSEC. This coordinated effort leads to a MILDEC operation that has the sole purpose to confuse the enemy. Communication. PA personnel use communication to counter adversary information efforts of misinformation and disinformation. Communication that fails to produce understanding by a public through misinterpretation, misrepresentation, or poor delivery can hinder a PA mission and may benefit adversarial malign narrative efforts. An adversary has less difficulty in reaching its objective if the public is misinformed directly through poor communication. Traditional media are still the principal means to communicate with publics. PA staffs need media access to counter disinformation and ensure the flow of critical and accurate information to publics. PA planning includes detailed processes, procedures, and support requirements to enable media to meet Army personnel so media representatives can better understand the mission, dispel rumors, and dismiss misconceptions of scripted dialogue regarding the conduct of operations. This direct access requires PA staffs to inform unit personnel at all levels on the PA mission. PA staffs implement an active command information program and deliberate PA training. Such training teaches personnel to participate in interviews with news media representatives and respond appropriately to questions regarding operations. Personnel also learn OPSEC for interviews that meets the needs of the media and protects security of the mission. Operations occur internationally, regionally, and locally, necessitating effective public communication that requires both cultural and language capabilities. PA staffs acquire capabilities to support a range of media in accordance with DoD directives and joint policy. Ideally, PA training, media facilitation, responses to query, and media embed operations can accommodate reporters who do not speak English. PA operations especially focus on accommodating host nation or regional media outlets critical in informing publics most often targeted by disinformation campaigns. Effective PA operations include news releases, public information, and internet sites with applicable regional or local language capability. PA staffs traditionally use mass media to reach broad publics. Such mass media often requires communication to be more direct and tailored to specific publics through face-to-face discussion, correspondence, targeted radio broadcasts, newspapers, and digital media. Tailored communication can target friendly, neutral, or indifferent and adversarial publics. PA personnel develop quality and accurate media products that support the commander's objectives, set an accurate and truthful command narrative, and deter adversaries. They then leverage available technology to disseminate it rapidly to select publics. Army journalists assigned and embedded in units at all echelons tell the Army story to intended publics by documenting events and unit actions as they happen. This documentation enables commanders to inform and educate populations in and around a theater of operations. PA views communication as a dialogue among people and actively facilitates communication with publics internationally and domestically. Encouraging communication among people facilitates commanders to deter adversarial misinformation and disinformation. PA staffs assist commanders with research and theory to identify key publics and create tailored communication plans to meet specific communication objectives. PA personnel must stay abreast of the rapid changes in communication technology. Traditional media does not solely inform and educate key publics like it used to. Digital video, smartphone technology, chat services, and social media move information around the world almost instantaneously. PA communication plans must account for this reality, since PA staff's time to shape the narrative is both greatly reduced and greatly enhanced because of it. Recently, viral social media events, especially in video form, have become an influential method for both misinformation and disinformation. Effective PAOs must be prepared to mitigate these types of events when they occur. Countering disinformation requires consistent, coherent, and comprehensive communication originating from synchronized plans. Such plans can include PA running estimates, key public identification, aligned messages and actions, engagement plans, identified spokespersons and representatives, decision points, and assessment measures. The CCS working group typically guides the communication approach, synchronizes communication, and coordinates internal and external audiences who communicate with the command. Timeframes. PA personnel use various timeframes to counter adversary information efforts of misinformation and disinformation. Countering disinformation successfully occurs across short-term, medium-term, and long-term timeframes. Tactics and techniques change across these periods, but PA staffs still must coordinate communication simultaneously. PA staffs ensure that actions and communication are complementary and integrated across all periods to counter disinformation. Short-term. Countering disinformation in the short-term requires identifying and preparing the following: topic or issue requiring attention and response, spokesperson with credibility, presence, appearance, training, and public relationship, the type of response necessary, the speed or timing of response, mitigation of misinformation and disinformation. Rapid decisions are necessary to counter adversary misinformation and disinformation in the short term. Accurate information delivered first against an adversary requires the commander to assume some risk and may require release authority delegated to lower echelons. The access journalists have affects public perception. The public often perceives granting journalists access to the command for reporting on issues or crisis events as more credible than PA staffs disseminating self-reported information. Third-party advocating is most effective in countering adversarial disinformation. In addition, PA staffs counter adversarial disinformation by addressing the adversary's uncertainty regarding the issue, credibility, past and present, lack of verifiable or corroborated information, and transparency. Ideally, PA staffs target the source of disinformation for discrediting, whether an individual or a group, to correct the record publicly. Deception is the root of disinformation. Medium term. Countering disinformation in the medium term requires PA staffs to determine the commander's current position regarding an operational environment. PA staffs then identify and prioritize communication objectives given the time allowed before execution of the disinformation tactics. PA personnel continuously analyze information and the environment. The results of this midterm analysis define the perceptions, attitudes, and behaviors of publics affected by operations. PA staffs gather information to achieve understanding of the publics and prevent opportunities for disinformation effects. Different publics require different tailored messages to counter misinformation. In midterm timeframes, PA personnel have time to tailor messages to reach intended publics. Messages are important communicators of the position a command has on a topic. A midterm timeframe enables PA staffs to draft support carefully for a particular theme that does not conflict with another theme. With this additional time, internal cultural advisors and other stakeholders can validate a message by analysis, thus preventing unintended message perception or vulnerability to adversarial misinformation. Message delivery requires considering the delivery method, culture, and language barriers. Perception of the message can vary based on leader relationships, public bias of media selected to carry the message, political relationship, and past public communication. Determining the knowledge a public has regarding an issue helps PA to determine whether the communication approach should allow for opposing viewpoints or two-sided communication. Two-sided communication requires careful planning, but is most effective when the public is knowledgeable about the issue or is opposed to the position of the message. This approach also can provide an opportunity for an adversary's disinformation to be discredited point for point, thus achieving correction of the misinformation. Lack of planning for two-sided communication can just as easily reverse the intended effect and provide credibility to an adversary if the adversary carefully designs misinformation delivered in a manner that the public more easily understands. Long term. Countering disinformation in the long term requires nurturing relationships and engaging in a dialogue of ideas. Building and nurturing relationships can be difficult when commanders and personnel change out over relatively short periods. Maintaining consistency of credibility and communication is even more important to ensure the public's that, regardless of the commander, they can expect truthful and honest communication that underpins enduring positive relationships. Stakeholders requiring enduring relationships can include the media, government departments, agencies, NGOs, IGOs, and host nation governments. Engagement in a dialogue of ideas can build immunities against disinformation when conducted transparently, respectfully, and truthfully. Respectful consideration for other viewpoints, active listening, and sharing of perspectives on various subjects is valuable against adversary disinformation. Dialogue differs from debate. Dialogue seeks to share and understand various perspectives. Debate typically pits opposing viewpoints against each other and seeks a win. Adversarial disinformation seeks to deceive and confuse a public to advance an agenda not compatible with dialogue. Countering social media and online misinformation and disinformation. Social media has demonstrated its ability to inform, educate, and influence, but it is just as capable of providing misinformation rapidly. PA personnel must maintain a consistent and an effective presence on social media to counter disinformation. Active monitoring by trained and informed PA personnel ensures that a continuous dialogue exists among Army forces and domestic and international publics. Depending on the operation, commanders need PA personnel who have cultural and language training to advise on the most effective social media tools and employment strategies. Social media enables instantaneously addressing misinterpretations and misinformation without the mediation effects that traditional media can have. PA personnel can use social media effectively to address misinformation. However, when countering misinformation, PA personnel cannot depend on only one channel. They require a comprehensive use of traditional and non-traditional media to correct the record. Adversaries use internet-based communication channels to send false information to susceptible publics. Social media have enabled every user to be a self-proclaimed journalist, publisher, advocate, activist, or spokesperson with no formal training, credentials, or editing for accuracy and facts. Since adversaries can publish anonymously or change user identification, limited accountability exists. Social media were not designed for disinformation efforts, but adversaries use this technology to support misinformation, deception, and fraud, often with devastating effects. Disinformation in word and technology is planned and sophisticated deception. Detecting and countering disinformation is even more challenging on social media. Available systems easily portray photographs, information, and news links. Savvy adversaries have adapted such systems to portray any depiction of imagery, events, or news that they create or manipulate. Adversaries can also alter and distribute photographs, videos, and narratives without linking them to a specific disinformation source. Perceptive adversaries can even manipulate accurate, truthful news and information to deceive the public. Misinformation and disinformation via social media has proliferated as more people use social networks as their primary information or news source. Misinformation is not always adversarial, but can materialize from speculative reporting on events or incidents, such as accidents, casualty-causing actions, and conflicts. PA personnel measure the quality of information by its accuracy and its source. When the public receives unverified political commentary, punditries, rumors, or narratives contrived as facts, they spread as quickly through social networks as facts. Before countering misinformation, PA staffs must first attempt to understand a public's reasons for believing the information. Strongly held beliefs based on misinformation can result in greater support for an adversary's ideology if the counter to the false narrative offends the sensibilities of the receiving public. Therefore, effective PA staffs must be culturally adept and deliberate when dismantling a false narrative, lest doing so threatens the mission and command relationship with certain audiences. Countering social media disinformation can be tricky. Sometimes active countermeasures may actually amplify a false or misleading narrative. Before acting, PA staffs consider whether taking action against or acknowledging the misinformation will cause other negative consequences. These staffs consider if action will increase the public's awareness to the misinformation or if action will provide the adversary a form of credibility in some public's opinion. If the commander does choose to counter disinformation, PA personnel need to provide a credible and thorough alternative narrative to the disinformation. PA personnel avoid repeating the false narrative when possible and without repeating the misinformation. In addition, if mentioning the misinformation is necessary, PA personnel warn the public so as not to falsely credit a source. Finally, PA personnel properly synchronize the efforts of and deliver at a tempo acceptable to all stakeholders. PA staff's counter of disinformation in social media do not significantly differ from traditional or mass media's attempts. Publics are more likely to accept information that is consistent with other information they perceive as credible. PA staffs analyze the public to determine pre-existing beliefs and importance of the belief's role in their acceptance of friendly messages. The public's familiarity with the communicator, their established credibility, and mode of delivery all contribute to message acceptance. Counter-narrative. Narratives are stories or accounts of events, experiences, or the like, whether true or fictitious. They are stories constructed to give meaning to things and events. Individuals, groups, organizations, and countries all have narratives that reveal how they define themselves. Adversaries often attempt to develop a counter-narrative using blatant misinformation and even partially truthful information to promote their agendas. Army PA supports the Army's narratives through the truthful telling of the Army's story and enduring communication that helps define the commander's goal and desired end state. Army operations, words, actions, and imagery support the DoD's strategic narrative. Failure to design communication around overarching narrative consistently provides adversaries with opportunities to exploit United States credibility set at an adversarial counter-narrative. Adversaries of the United States often attempt to develop their own narrative to promote their own objectives and malign narrative agenda. They might use blatant misinformation and even partially truthful information. These opposing forces seek to gain superiority over United States or partner nation narratives and discredit the appeal of the friendly narrative while making that narrative irrelevant. This battle of narratives occurs in the information environment but is affected by actions in an operational area, both intended and unintended. Winning the battle of narratives requires PA staffs seeking potential vulnerabilities within the messages and anticipating communication actions of the adversary. PA staffs gain perspective by listening to key publics, understanding their needs, and learning what they expect as part of having a direct dialogue with the same publics that an adversary is attempting to deceive. PA staffs hold an important position in a battle between competing narratives. Army PA staffs counter the adversarial narrative by executing timely, accurate, synchronized communication. This is the counter-narrative, which is simply a narrative going against another narrative. Coordinated counter-narratives against adversaries of the United States is necessary to defeat radical violent extremism, adversarial nation-states, and non-nation-state actors attempting to conduct disinformation operations that threaten an operational area. PA personnel coordinate properly with stakeholders to ensure that a narrative meets the commander's intent, is useful, is synchronized, and ultimately supports the operation plan. Narrative types. There are two types of narratives, mission and subject. A mission narrative is the expression of the commander's operational approach for a specified mission. A subject narrative is the expression of the tactical approach for a specified mission. Both narratives aim to be effective. Effective narratives, like other communication products, aid in the dissemination of an organization's message, assist in the organization achieving its desired effects, and are easily understandable. An effective mission or subject narrative should tell a story by engaging a public, explain the history of a conflict or an operation, explain unit or organizational actions, such as the role a unit plays in achieving the desired effects, explain the way ahead through lines of effort, list the end state, what success looks like, include all stakeholders responsible for executing, discuss and use to achieve the intended communication end state, be refined as the situation changes to ensure relevance and maintain its ability to impact. A mission narrative describes the intended effects for the mission, including conditions that define the desired end state. It represents the articulation or description of the commander's visualization for a specified mission and forms the basis for the concept of operations developed during detailed planning. It is an explicit reflection of the commander's logic used to inform and educate various mission stakeholders and partners whose perceptions, attitudes, beliefs, and behaviors can influence the operation. This is very useful in exponentially increasing communication while protecting the mutual understanding and cooperation that partner communicators share. Common adoption of the mission narrative makes it more difficult for an adversary to inject misinformation into an information environment governed by a common narrative. Mission narratives inform the development of supporting information themes and messages for the mission. They serve as vital tools for integrating information engagement tasks with other activities during execution. A mission narrative is a concise, descriptive account of the mission as a whole. It provides the end-to-end context for the events of the operation or campaign and explains why the operation is necessary. A mission narrative seeks to motivate and facilitate coordinated action by helping the public understand how actions will lead to desired goals and to explain the benefits upon successful conclusion of the effort. It provides a coherent and compelling framework that links the evolution of the situation with the challenges of today, the actions necessary, and the ultimate benefits. Mission narratives are divided into four parts. Part 1 discusses the history of the area of operations and provides reasons for the conduct of operations in the operational area. Part 2 lists expected successes and planned progression of the operation. In this part of the narrative, an organization's progression is listed in a 1-3 sentence bullets that provide details and support the statement of progress. Part 3 points the way forward, focusing on lines of effort that link directly with a higher headquarters campaign plan. Part 4 describes how the commander's desired end state nests with the higher headquarters campaign plan, be it tactical, operational, or strategic. A subject narrative is the expression of the tactical approach for a specified mission. It links to a specified mission and is more specific in scope than a mission narrative. Subject narratives contain the same four parts of a mission narrative. In understanding the narrative and its place within the body of available communication products, PA professionals must understand that a narrative is not a standalone document, but is supported with other communication products that synchronize the commander's communications efforts in support of operations. These PA professionals to understand that a single narrative at the strategic level will not effectively support messaging and communication efforts at all levels. Narratives at the strategic, operational, and tactical unit levels ideally nest with and support overarching themes, messages, narratives, talking points, effects, and end states via vertical integration for both higher and subordinate level organizations. It is critical that narratives nest at all levels with easily ascertainable integration.